diabetes.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Athlete weather, dueling lawsuits. I'm Elliot Francis. 41 million people are in the path of potentially severe weather right now, and two people died overnight after tornadoes ripped through southern Oklahoma. A description from meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Definitely looks sinister, and in its wake, it is taking down trees. We are seeing it just kind of pass over these power lines, and we do see debris that's coming out of the bottom of that tornado.
The Justice Department is suing North Carolina over its new bathroom law, accusing the state of discriminating against transgender people. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the civil rights of the LGBT community must not be violated.
Know this. That the Department of Justice and indeed the entire Obama administration want you to know that we see you, we stand with you, and we will do everything we can to protect you going forward.
State officials say North Carolina filed a countersuit. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump is setting up a transition team in case he wins the race for the White House. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum tells more.
There's a question you may be hearing people ask with more frequency these days. Who would be in a Donald Trump administration? While that's putting the cart before the horse, we now know who would help the Republican Party's presumptive nominee fill his job openings and make a smooth transition into the White House. Trump announced that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will chair his transition team if he wins the general election. Christie took a lot of heat in his state when he endorsed Trump after suspending his presidential campaign. Even some Republicans said he should concentrate on governing or step down. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
An analysis by two Washington think tanks claimed Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders' tax and benefit plans, including free college tuition, would raise incomes for most Americans. Analysts also say his proposal for single-payer health care would help generate record federal deficits. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Metro's general manager will tell 650 Metro managers today during a closed-door meeting that they will be held accountable for safety issues.
Since taking the reins of Metro, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has said people who aren't doing their jobs will be fired. But Fix WMATA's Chris Barnes says so far no one's been given the axe.
Until he actually does it, riders won't believe him. And if riders aren't believing him, you have to think that the folks working there don't believe him.
Barnes says he personally has a list of managers who are dead wood.
And really are not providing a service to WMATA or the riders. And they need to be cut out of the organization ASAP.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County Council is giving a closer look today at a proposal to bring a new bus line to the remote, low-income community of Tobytown.
Transportation Committee Chair Roger Berliner knows it's not exactly cost-effective, with a projection of less than 50 riders a day.
There are times when you have to make choices between being fiscally responsible and socially responsible.
He says they've already tried other things like a self-managed van and vouchers, but they haven't worked.
This is an approach that the community has asked us to take that would treat them like everybody else. And they want to be treated like everybody else. That's a question of dignity.
Berliner says he's confident his colleagues on the council see it the same way today. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Does it feel like it's been a long time since we had a day without rain? Well, it has been.
We have had so far 13 consecutive days of measurable precipitation at Reagan National Airport.
And that's a record in our area, says National Weather Service forecaster Luis Rosa. The last time it was this rainy this long, 1938. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4,750. Sports, the Nats break out of their slump with a win over the Tigers. The O's and Twins rained out, and it's Caps-Penguins Game 6 tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
They call when
Hunter Troxell, the retirement professor, for a reason. Because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we'll go. Good news, Maryland, Virginia, no problems, off to a good quiet start. Out of Annapolis, Bowie, 50 with lanes open. Nothing from Park Police. They say quiet on the Suitland Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway. So that checks out fine. Lanes open out of Stafford, north on 95 and extending up onto 395 to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Measurable rainfall as we go through today. Showers with some steady rain at times today, 61. And that steady rainfall is going to be south this morning. Showers this evening, steady rain overnight, 53. Cloudy with more showers tomorrow, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Chantilly, 55 in Frederick, 59 degrees in Washington. Does Facebook actually censor conservative news? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is a great morning, even though it's raining. That's like 13 days of rain in a row. Not that we're counting. 7:05, Hans von Spakovsky will be here to talk about the North Carolina lawsuit that says, hey, federal government, stay out of our business. At 8:05, Robert Costa with the Washington Post will join us. At 8:35, our friend Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
So if you're a successful person, and you are, let's face it, if you're up at 5:07 in the morning listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry on WMAL, you're ahead of the game. You are a success. So, I want to ask you a question. Has your success been mostly derived by your hard work, your earnest effort, your dedication to getting the best education possible and living a good life and not making bad life choices? Or have you pretty much just been lucky? Anything that you have in your life that's good and anything that you have professionally that's seen as a success, roll of the dice, flip of the coin, you won life's lottery, it's all luck. Because President Obama, commencement address speaker at Howard University, he pretty much thinks that it's all luck. Think about this for a minute. Imagine yourself sitting in the audience at a commencement address after working your tail off and raising all the money to help put your kid through college, and you're sitting there seeing your child get that college degree. Or, for that matter, imagine being that kid, working hard all through high school to make sure you get the good grades and do the good SAT scores so you can get accepted to a school like Howard University. And then you actually achieve that goal of getting your college degree. Here you are on that day where you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and you hear the president say, you've been lucky. It has nothing to do with anything you did.
We can't just lock up a low-level dealer without asking why this boy, barely out of childhood, felt he had no other options. We have cousins and uncles and brothers and sisters who we remember were just as smart and just as talented as we were, but somehow got ground down by structures that are unfair and unjust. And that means we have to not only question the world as it is, and stand up for those African Americans who haven't been so lucky. Because yes, you've worked hard, but you've also been lucky. That's a pet peeve of mine. People who've been successful don't realize they've been lucky. That God may have blessed them. It wasn't nothing you did.
Well, there you go. And in fact, when you hear the entire context and how he set up that statement, it's even more offensive because he's telling a bunch of kids who just graduated from Howard University, a predominantly African-American school. So let's face it, these are all a bunch of young black adults. He's basically saying, you know, you got lucky because if it weren't for that luck, you could be a drug dealer. You'd be in jail and a drug dealer right now if it weren't for, you know, just a stroke of luck. Can I just say, it's just a friendly reminder from your pal Larry this morning. I suggest you not go up to a successful African-American in your job today and say, you know, you're only not a drug dealer. You're only not incarcerated because of
luck. You
got
lucky, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, if not for luck, I know that you're succeeding here in your job, but if you hadn't received some luck.
Your president says you're just lucky.
You'd be a convicted drug dealer. All right, so what do you think? Your reaction to the president's suggestion that if you've succeeded in life, it's just because of luck.
It wasn't nothing you did.
888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. I think by the tenor of my presentation, you know where I stand on this. But let me just, instead of hammering the president, which he deserves it, because let's face it, this is just a redux of the president's 2012 proclamation.
You didn't build that.
Right. I mean, that's really all this is. So let me just, we got plenty to say about that and progressives' attitudes about that. I just think conservatives need to not buy into this meme either. So many times I hear conservatives talk about how fortunate they've been and how, you know, they're rich and they're successful and they've got money and they want to look after the less fortunate in our society. Less fortunate in our society has become this friendly and sort of touchy-feely euphemism for the impoverished. And I think they should stop doing that because it buys into the idea that if you're rich and you're successful and you've succeeded in life, it's because you've been fortunate. You've been more fortunate than the guy who's homeless on the streets. No, I would actually say that the man who's homeless on the streets probably at some point in his life made some pretty destructive choices about what he was going to do with his life and didn't work as hard and do the same kind of life choices that successful real estate developer. So let's just take this out of our lexicon, please. Stop saying that you've been fortunate, because isn't that the same as saying that you've been lucky? No, let's be proud of the work and effort that we put in to achieving our success. There's nothing wrong with being proud of that because it sets an example. That's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Oh, where to begin, where to begin, where to begin. Look, I mean, first of all, I don't ever say that I've been fortunate. I often say that I'm blessed, and I do feel blessed about the things that I've been able to accomplish in my life, but it's been because I've made good decisions. Look, I mean, each and every day that you get up, you are faced with a series of decisions. I mean, it's starts when the alarm clock goes off. Do you get up or do you hit the snooze alarm? That's the first decision you got to make every morning. And if you make more good decisions throughout your day than bad decisions, then you're gonna have a level of success. And there come these moments in your lifetime where you really have tough decisions to make. You know, you're at that party and somebody says, "Do you want to do some drugs?" You know, and you make a decision there, and that can sometimes that can very much change the direction of your life. You made a good decision there. And, you know, you can do all kinds of things. You can decide, you know, am I going to get this girl pregnant at 14 or not? You know, I mean, you make a decision about the way you conduct your life, and you made a good decision there, and you reap the benefits of good decisions each and every day. Am I going to not do my homework, or am I going to do my homework? If you do your homework and you get out there and you give it an effort, you're going to do better than if you don't, okay? These are decision points. You are in control of the decisions that you make as an individual. And when you make good decisions, then you find success. You make your own luck. Luck is not something that just comes down from above. Luck is something that you make each and every day by making good decisions and good choices in your life. And so when the president says, you know, it ain't nothing you did, no, it is what you did. It is about your work ethic. It is about the decisions that you've made as an individual as you go through your life that set you up for success. If you make good decisions and you make the right decisions every step of the way, you're gonna have success. And this whole idea that people are victims and they're just helpless, you know, in this whole world is just wrong. I know a lot of people who've had really tough, you know, stuff they had to climb out of as kids, who have found success because why? They made good decisions about what they were going to do with their lives. And somehow to say that it's all just luck and it ain't nothing that you did really belies the fact that in America, it's so antithetical to what we are as Americans, because in America, you know, if you work hard, you can find success. If you work hard and you make good decisions, success will come to you. It absolutely will come to you. If you make bad decisions, you're not going to have success. If you don't work hard and if you don't care, then things are not going to happen for you. It's really quite that simple. And I love that in America, anybody who is willing to make good decisions with their lives and work hard can find a level of success. It just always, 1,000% of the time, happens. It never doesn't happen. Make good decisions, work hard. You can't go wrong. That's not luck. That's making sure that you have the right character and the right personality to make the right choices when the choices need to be made.
Yes, you've worked hard, but you've also been lucky. That's a pet peeve of mine. People who've been successful and don't realize they've been lucky. That God may have blessed them. It wasn't nothing you did.
Yeah. All right.
It wasn't nothing you did.
I would argue it's not a pet peeve of his. It's actually an ideology of his, because progressives have to believe that. If they believe everything that you just so eloquently said about America, Brian Wilson, and about freedom and about the ability to succeed if you work hard, if progressives believed that, then there would be no reason for them to be here, because progressives must make you think that successful people in this country have done it one of three ways. They've been lucky, or they've cheated, or they've gotten their success from the benevolence of the state. Any other way people get successful, it doesn't mesh with what a progressive wants this country to be. All right, you've heard what we have to say. It's time to hear what you have to say, and plenty of you want to chime in. 888-630-WMAL. Your call's next, but first, it's 515. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. It is? No problems, really. 270 looks good between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. Beltway runs smooth, Maryland and Virginia. Oh boy, are we lucky on 66. This looks good out of Gainesville through to the Beltway and through Falls Church and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Bridges into town, also nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers this morning with some steady rain in spots later today. That's right, another day of rain. Showers continuing in the afternoon, high of 61 degrees. And then this evening, some showers, could be steady rain overnight, low of 53 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning. Then, oh, look at that, off and on rain showers during the afternoon hours. Tomorrow's high is 67. Right now, it's 59 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
It wasn't nothing you did. If you got a business, that you didn't build that.
It's an ideology. It's consistent, at least. Had nothing to do with you.
Wow.
It has all to do with us.
Wow.
You didn't build that.
What do you think? How about Tommy in Arlington? Tommy, you want to start us off here on WMAL?
Hey, you know, the thing is to be honest, you got to sound ignorant. You know, I'm an African-American, and I grew up in the 80s. And growing up in the 80s, you know, it was the saying that you had a greater chance of going to jail or dying than graduating from college. I had a lot of friends that did make mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes growing up. And it was luck. It was luck that my mistakes didn't have me end up in jail or something like that.
Well, why was it luck? I mean, didn't you consciously make the decision?
I made the decision, but the difference is that I overcame that mistake. You see what I'm saying? Where some of my friends got caught up in their mistakes, and they didn't get the chance to overcome their mistakes. That is absolute luck. And Obama is talking about himself as well, because he's also, you know, he may be biracial, but he's an African-American who ended up becoming president. And he probably made some bad decisions, and he overcame those decisions and those mistakes to end up becoming president. So he's also talking about himself when he's saying that he was also lucky.
Tommy, I think our disconnect here is when you say overcome those mistakes, we hear that as meaning you worked hard to overcome those mistakes. You put yourself in a place where you weren't going to be incarcerated.
Let that
you,
be
you the, put yourself yeah, but, in a place where but, you wouldn't be defined by those
defined
bad
by
choices.
That, right.
So
that's not luck. That's a mindset.
You know, some of it was I wasn't caught. You understand what I'm saying? Where one of my friends
That's not what he's saying here.
That is exactly what he said. How can you tell him what he's saying when he's talking to a group of African-American youth about the African-American experience in America? How can you tell him what he's saying?
So, Tommy, okay, so because I'm white, I can't interpret what he's saying appropriately? Well, you just, that's what you're implying.
No, it's not a matter of being white. It's a matter of being able to relate to the African-American experience in America.
So,
yes, because you're white. You cannot relate to the African-American experience in America.
So, Tommy, would it be appropriate for me to address a group of highly successful African-Americans like these Howard University graduates and say, you know, you're just lucky to be here? Would that be appropriate?
if you can personally relate to their experience, like Obama can, because he grew up as an African American, then yes, it is appropriate.
All right, Tommy, that is a heck of a double standard when you're talking about a commencement address and you're talking about teaching life's lessons. But I really wanted to get your voice on here.
Thanks for that, Tommy. We appreciate you jumping in there. We really appreciate it.
All right, how about Curtis in Fredericksburg? Your next step. Not to give Tommy short trip, but all the lines are jammed. We want to get to as many. Go ahead, Curtis.
Hey, Curtis. Good morning.
Yeah. This guy's entire life has been luck. I mean, this guy just said that he lived the African American experience, but he grew up with white people in a white neighborhood and went to majority white schools and so on and so forth. So he really didn't live the African American experience enough to even say something like that. But having said that, this guy's whole life has been like luck. I mean, that's why they didn't release his grades, because his grades probably sucked. And then he came in as a freshman senator and basically won the presidency on his skin color.
Yeah,
and he happened to run right after a disastrous Republican presidency. So
you think there's a little bit of projection going on here? I think there may be something to that, actually.
It wasn't nothing you did.
How about Bill in the district?
I wonder if he really believes that he is just, that it was nothing that he did.
He is a fortunate child.
Yeah, he's just...
Bill, you're in WMAL.
All
hey, Bill.
This fell right in his lap.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, Bill.
I do find it kind of ironic that you spend $100,000 for an education nowadays to be a doctor for luck. I mean, if you're going to be lucky, why don't you have free life? I mean, it's about as stupid, to be honest with you, as alcoholism being a disease, and yet we tax it. We sell it tax a disease. It's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. It's the same principle.
All right, Bill, thank you for that.
Thank you, Bill.
It is, when you put it in that perspective, it is. Yeah, congratulations, you spent $150,000 to get your college degree, but really you've just been lucky.
Just been lucky, that's right. Well, there's not much luck involved in that. Yeah.
JB and Bowie, you're on WMAL.
Hey, JB, good morning.
JB understands Obama. Explain it to us.
That I think the caller before that caller was saying, when you're in high school, and I'm African American, when you're in high school, middle school, and I was born in the late 70s, raised in the 80s, and teenager in the 90s, you will always be told you're a statistic. By 16, you could be in jail. By 17,
but why would you be in jail if you make good decisions about your life?
Statistically, that's what you've been told.
I don't understand that.
Let's not argue with him. Go ahead.
I can only go based on what I was told.
Right, this is a mindset.
As a student, that's what the community, the police, your teachers will always say, because of wherever the federal report was in 1991.
Right.
I'm only a teenager. I can't express what they said, but that's what they said.
JB, wouldn't you agree that it is not constructive to tell young youths that you're lucky to not be in jail, and instead of saying you will avoid jail if you do these
things?
That's
right.
And that's that's along with that statistic, that's what they would say as well. They said if you go, as far as going to school, going to class, doing the right thing, getting the right grades, staying out of trouble, staying in the classroom and not in the hallway, staying in the classroom, not on the street, if you do those things, you would be more successful than thinking you are a teenager, you can live free and all like that, because they will always make sure to let you know, because you're an African American, the pressure's on you.
It's time to break that. Well, see, I didn't hear that here. Thank you, JB. We're just, and I appreciate you lending your voice to this. We're trying to break that cycle and try to let people know that to suggest that it's luck is not constructive at all. And I didn't hear that last part from Barack Obama, and I read the whole speech. I didn't hear him say it's on you to keep yourself from being there. He said, no, you're just lucky. In fact, he even said specifically, forget about it's on you. He said,
it wasn't nothing you did.
Right? All right. It's 524 on WMAL.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, I'm going to save you some money. Listen to your friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson. Call Ackerman, switch your service for free, and start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in the month of May, there's an extra added bonus. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. So it doesn't cost you anything to switch over. That's free. The moment you switch over, you immediately start saving money over what you were paying. And for the first 3 months, 2 months, for 90 days, you don't pay a red cent for your monitoring. Here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems to protect your home and family. You get reliability and expertise of 40 years' experience. Security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else, and they're the only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time. You'll get burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring, carbon monoxide monitoring also, for just $19.95 a month. So they have technology, bells and whistles. You want to pay a little bit more, you'll be able to control your system remotely or see what's going on in your home when you're away just by looking at your phone. So start your saving today. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070. Learn more at AckermanSecurity.com.
Good morning start on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. There's no better place to get your morning news, weather, and traffic. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Weekday mornings starting at 425.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And checking out, nice quiet start here to the commute. A little bit of volume on 270, but we expect that heading southbound into Clarksburg, but really that's about it. 29 as you come through Burtonsville, heading down toward Four Corners and Beltway, and then through Silver Spring. That looks good, too. Now for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, U.S. Parkway, Stummy Lane's open there. George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway. You have southbound 95 just as you pass 175 accident. An activity on the left shoulder, but I'm not seeing any delays associated. Just keep alert. Maryland 95 near 175. For Virginia 95, a little bit sluggish now as we head through Woodbridge toward the Occoquan. Up at the Beltway, we're looking good getting on to 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain streak continuing with occasional showers in our forecast on this Tuesday. Not much into measurable precipitation. Some of that rain steady at times. 61 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 degrees at 526.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk.
Coming up on WMAL, it's primary day. We'll give you a preview and also tell you which Republicans are saying include me out of a Donald Trump ticket. We'll tell you all about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At least two people have been killed in tornadoes that swept across southern Oklahoma overnight. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
A number of homes have been destroyed across this region. Estimates are between 5 and 10 homes destroyed.
And some 41 million people from Houston to Sioux City, Iowa are at risk for some type of stormy weather today. The state of North Carolina and the U.S. Justice Department have each staked out their legal position in the fight over the state's bathroom law.
Governor Pat McCrory said the Obama administration was bypassing Congress and imposing its will on North Carolina and the rest of the country.
Ultimately, I think it's time for the U.S. Congress to bring clarity to our national anti-discrimination provisions.
Soon after he announced his lawsuit against the federal government, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said she was suing North Carolina for civil rights violations.
What we must never do is turn on our neighbors, our family members, our fellow Americans.
For the time being, Lynch will not block certain funds to North Carolina. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The man in charge of Metro is having a serious chat today with all 650 of his managers, reportedly to tell them their jobs are on the line unless things get better at Metro now. Chris Barnes is with the group Fix WMATA.
Some of these folks clearly need to go, and it sounds like he's giving them as many chances as he can before finally having enough with them.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says the managers need to be held accountable. Some big changes are coming to the Maryland driver's license.
The last time the license was updated was in 2003, and prior to that, it was in 1993.
MVA spokesman Buell Young says the upgrades now being rolled out will make Maryland driver's licenses much more secure and fraud-resistant. However, you don't have to go get a new license if yours doesn't expire anytime soon. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4,750. Sports, the Nats get a walk-off pinch-hit home run from Clint Robbins to beat the Tigers. The O's and Twins rained out. Steven Strasburg gets a new 7-year deal with the Nats. NHL, the Caps try to even their series tonight against the Penguins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey, with all of this rain we've had, have you heard that familiar sound of water lapping over the sides of your clogged gutters, splatting on the ground outside your window? That's a serious problem. That may actually be the sound of your home's foundation being damaged or soil being eroded. You need LeafGuard, the one-piece covered gutter system perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters do not clog. If they did, which they won't, you can rest assured they carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. Now, if you've been thinking about installing the LeafGuard system on your home, I want you to pay really close attention. A special offer. This month, get 75% off labor and a $200 Visa gift card with a qualifying purchase. If you've ever thought about making the purchase, I'm promising you, you won't get a better deal than this one. GuttersMaryland.com. That's where you go to schedule your free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate online today. GuttersMaryland.com. That's GuttersMaryland.com.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tehidu, a local seven-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland accident activity on I-95 and now with the lane block, definitely seeing these delays building. Let's go southbound 95. The crash after 175 fire trucks in the left lane. That's why the delays are quickly growing here because we lose a lane there. Stay to the right to get by. This is essentially southbound 95 between Route 100 and Route 32. On 270 with travel lanes open out of Frederick over the Monocacy slow, Route 80 Urbana and off and on down past the exit for 109 in the heavy volume. No problems to report once you get down to the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring, heading over the Legion Bridge or the Wilson Bridge with travel lanes open. That looks good. 95 Virginia heading out of Stafford and Tukwila, pockets of delays. Same story with Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp weather, clouds in and a few showers around. Keep the umbrellas handy. Occasional showers and steadier rain at times. A steady batches of rain mainly south this morning. Showers continue this afternoon. 61. Tonight, 53. More steady rain late. Cloudy tomorrow with on and off rain showers. Most of that in the afternoon. 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Warrenton, 54 in Bowie, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 this Tuesday morning in the nation's capital. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 7:05, we'll speak with Hans von Spakovsky, former Justice Department official, about the showdown between the DOJ and the state of North Carolina over bathrooms. 8:05, Robert Costa from the Washington Post, who's been following the Republican primary process, will get his take on the latest discussions over nominee Donald Trump. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, this is a primary day in nearby West Virginia. Our friends over there are going to cast their ballots today. And if everything sort of checks out the way it looks like it's going to check out with the polls, it looks like it's going to be another good day for Bernie Sanders. Isn't it interesting how difficult it has been for Hillary Clinton, the presumptive nominee, the person who was all but certain to become the Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States, the difficulty she's having in putting away Bernie Sanders. I mean, it's really been difficult, hasn't it? A lot more difficult than one would suggest. What? Well, the Democrats are divided. How about that? Isn't that interesting? West Virginia, Nebraska today. Those primaries are underway in the next few hours. A lot has been made about Donald Trump and the meetings that he's going to have this week on Capitol Hill. First of all, there have been some moderating of comments between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. Both have sort of lowered the level of their rhetoric going into these meetings. And here's what we know about this Thursday session. Trump's going to come to town. He's going to meet with the Republican conference. He's going to meet with all Republicans. Then he's going to have a private meeting with Ryan and Reince Priebus. And I think they're going to talk about the convention. Already, Paul Ryan has said, look, if you want me to back away from being the chair of your convention, I'll back away from being the chair of convention. I don't need to do that. I'm happy to step away if that's what you want. So I think that's the main conversation that's going to happen there, and whether or not Reince Priebus can bring together Ryan and Trump in a way that shows some unity.
You see, the main conversation is about whether Ryan's going to chair the
Well, that's one of the things
convention.
Certain to come up, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, listen, I think if Ryan is convinced to support Donald Trump, why wouldn't he chair
the
convention?
Yeah, that's my thought as well.
That's going to be the tipping point, and if he doesn't, then certainly he won't chair the convention. That makes sense.
And there will also be a meeting on Thursday between Trump and Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate, the majority leader of the Senate, and so that's how that's all going to shape. It's going to be a busy day. A lot of Trump on Capitol Hill on Thursday.
Yeah.
Now,
do you think he'll stop by the post office too to see how his building's coming along?
He might
while he's in town.
I don't know. I think Ivanka has got that project under her thumb, and we're all better for it.
Well, McConnell has committed to support.
Yeah,
unlike Ryan, he is supporting Trump. He sent out a statement. It was lukewarm, it's been described. He said, I've committed to supporting the nominee chosen by Republican voters, and Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee, is now on the verge of clinching that nomination. Republicans are committed to preventing what would be a third term of Barack Obama and restoring economic and national security after 8 years of a Democrat in the White House. That sounds good to me.
Yep, I'll take that.
You know what's, don't you think a big part of these conversations from Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan will be sort of strategizing about how best to utilize or not utilize Donald Trump in the down ticket elections? I mean, that's going to be a concern of both McConnell and Ryan.
Yeah, I mean,
how their majorities are solidified or in danger with Trump at the top of the ticket.
I think the House is in good shape. I think the House is clearly going to remain in the hands of the Republicans. There is a question, though, about the Senate. It's an open question about whether the Senate will continue to be controlled by Republicans. Look, I mean, the one thing that you want, you don't want to lose the control of the House and the Senate if you can help it. And I think that's the one thing that they are a little nervous about with Donald Trump, because he's a polarizing figure. Whether you support him or not, you have to recognize he is a polarizing figure.
Yeah, he's not a kumbaya unifier like Hillary Clinton is.
I'm not making any judgments about Hillary. I'm just saying that he is, in some quarters, not going to sell well with some Republicans.
Any senator who has to run with with Donald Trump on the top of their ticket will be running against a Democrat with Hillary Clinton at the top
That's true.
Of their ticket.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. let's see. Oh, and also the question about who's going to be, Trump's running mate is sort of in the news. And a lot of people are going out of their way to say, count me out.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting. Marco Rubio yesterday said he does not want to be in any way considered as a running mate for Donald Trump. Now, what's not clear is whether or not Donald Trump told him it ain't going to happen for you, so you might as well go ahead and say it, or whether he just simply wants to be out of consideration. Joni Ernst has been talked about as somebody that Trump might turn to, an immensely likable member of the House. Joni Ernst has said that, nope, she doesn't want to be considered. Nikki Haley recently said that she doesn't want to be considered. Most people believe that Condi Rice, because of her close association with the Bushes, would not want to be considered for that, even though you hear her name bandied about quite a bit. I don't think that she wants to be considered. And that leaves a number of people that might want to still play with Donald Trump as a running mate. I think Newt Gingrich is still in it. He's been on our air. We asked him about it. He didn't say no. He didn't say yes, didn't say he was actively seeking it, which is exactly what you would do. So I think he's in the mix. Rick Scott of Florida, the governor of Florida, you could use Florida. That would help you a lot if you could.
Yeah, if you're in the mindset that your VP has to bring a state,
right,
which really hasn't happened since LBJ.
Mary Fallon of Oklahoma. I don't know that Oklahoma is a big help, because Oklahoma is going to go Trump anyway.
Having a good conservative woman helps.
That does help.
You're in the mindset of states.
Yeah, maybe so. Chris Christie is still, I guess, somebody that could be considered.
Chris Christie's been selected to be a part of the transition team. I love that Trump already has his transition team going.
Yeah.
Jan Brewer, also the former governor of Arizona, who knows a lot about the border. It's going to be interesting. Robert Costa will be here at 8:05. He knows a lot about what's going on in these conversations with the Republican Party, and Donald Trump will talk to him about it, so make sure you're here for that. That's at 8:05, Robert Costa.
It is now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Last week, 17 Defense Department employees were among the more than 100 researchers who received this year's Presidential Early Career Awards for scientists and engineers. The award is considered the highest level U.S. government recognition of science and engineering professionals in the early stages of their independent research careers. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Does that sound like you? Well, if you want to look in the mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today is your lucky day. Chamonix has extended their Mother's Day super sale just for you. GenuCell uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets those bags and the puffiness under your eyes. GenuCell works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. I love GenuCell, and I love that they stand behind their product and offer guarantees just like that. Now during Chamonix's extended Mother's Day sale, they're going to double your order of GenuCell absolutely free. But it gets better. Call now and Chamonix's going to throw in their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours free when you try GenuCell today. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry now. This sale's going to be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe. Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you!
Brought to you by McCarthy Home Services. Thank you for keeping us safe.
5:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, that's where we have a crash, unfortunately. So if you're coming out of Frederick, listen up. Southbound on 270, right as you come up to Route 80 Urbana. That's the scene of the accident. Left lane is blocked, and I'm looking at delays just as you come across the Monocacy. So keep alert for that stop and go and patience through that stretch. Now, once you pass the accident, you get a little gap, and then it's heavy off and on again, passing 109. Also, accident on 95 in Maryland. Southbound as you pass 175, that was along the left side. So southbound 95 between Route 100 and Route 32. A little bit of extra volume, but once you get through, wide open down through to the Beltway. Beltway, good start. So I'm glad to tell you that. Maryland and Virginia, no problems. Virginia, we had a stalled car, but quickly to the shoulder on the outer loop southbound before you get to Springfield, right near Braddock Road. Just keep alert there because the activity is on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp weather, clouds in, and a few showers around. Keep the umbrellas handy. Occasional showers and steadier rain at times. A steady batches of rain, mainly south this morning. Showers continue this afternoon, 61. Tonight, 53. More steady rain late. That'll be tomorrow with on and off rain showers. Most of that in the afternoon, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigert from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Well, there is an epic clash coming over the issue of transgendered rights and whether or not transgender people can choose to use whichever bathroom they want to choose, irregardless, however, of what their actual gender is, what gender they were born. Very interesting yesterday. North Carolina took the first shot. The governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory, says that he's going to sue the federal government and is asking for an interpretation of what federal law is in regard to this. Here is the governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory.
I do not agree with their interpretation of federal law.
And he says that he does not agree with the interpretation. He wants clarification of that. Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of these United States, responded a short time later saying that North Carolina has participated in state-sponsored discrimination.
Yeah.
The legislature and the governor
placed North Carolina in direct opposition to federal laws prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex and gender identity. More to the point, they created state-sponsored discrimination against transgender individuals.
State-sponsored discrimination. And it's suggesting that, this harkens back to Jim Crow laws of the 1950s and 60s. It's the same thing. And this is where I have a little problem with the administration's position on this. I mean, when you go back to what was going on in the 50s and 60s with the civil rights movement, there was actual hatred and there was government-sponsored actions against people simply by the color of their skin, simply how they were born. But in this particular case, you are either born male or female, except in extremely rare and unusual cases. You're born one or the other. And what has happened is that somewhere along the line, you decide in your own mind that you are not the gender which you were born to. And you decide that you're going to change your way of life. You may even go through some surgery to make some of these things, you know, possible. But that's a conscious decision you're making. It's not a discrimination against a person because of how they were born. It's a discrimination of the person after because of decisions that they have made in their lives, it seems to me. I don't know. All I know is this. I don't think that there is hatred toward transgendered people like there was, I mean, legitimately, you could be argued in the 1950s and 60s against black people just because they were black. I don't think that's what's going on here. I think that most people who are concerned about this don't like the idea of some guy deciding one day he's going to walk into a restroom and share the same restroom with little girls. That's really what it boils down to in many people's minds.
Yeah, according to the very, very tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of our population who are transgender, they believe that they are fighting the Jim Crow laws of this era. More importantly, the very large majority of progressives in America believe that they are fighting the Jim Crow laws in America. The distinction I make there is the actual people being harmed by this aren't actually taking this up in the same way that progressives are, because progressives know this divides us. We'll have Hans von Spakovsky, who is a former Justice Department official, on today at 7:05 to give us his interpretation of this. But I think the crux of it, which you heard just now from Loretta Lynch, this is a huge thing. Let me play it again.
Federal laws prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex and gender identity.
No, right there. There may be federal laws prohibiting discrimination against sex, but I'm pretty sure that anyone who voted for the civil rights bills of 1964 didn't realize at the time that they were voting based on gender identity.
Yeah.
There are no laws based on discrimination against gender identity, certainly not federal laws. Loretta Lynch and the Obama administration, believe it or not, they're writing their own laws.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
Shocking.
I know that will be very surprising to many people. Here's El Rushbo.
In February 2015, cops in York County, South Carolina, investigated a teenager for illegal gun possession. The teenager was Syrian. He had an ISIS flag in his room and an ISIS literature on his computer, and he admitted he wanted to go to Syria to join ISIS and wage jihad. He also told the police he planned to meet up with a radical Muslim in Raleigh to rob a gun store. From there, the plan was to drive to a military base in North Carolina and kill American soldiers. The police chief in York, Andy Robinson, says the plot was very elaborate. The teenager told him he planned to kill soldiers, cops, and whoever got in the way. Now, South Carolina has no laws on the books to deal with juveniles and terrorism, so the feds were called. Chief Robinson says the bureaucracy was complicated. Terrorism charges had to originate in Washington, but local field offices had to conduct the investigation. And then, apparently someone in Washington decided this wasn't worth pursuing. So the young jihadist, now 17, was charged only with the state gun violation. He was sentenced to 5 years at a juvenile facility. After serving 1 year, he was just paroled. The chief is beside himself. He says if the parole teenager follows through on his jihad, the parole board will have blood on its hands. And so will Obama's Justice Department, which is apparently more worried about transgender bathrooms up in North Carolina than stopping terrorism in South Carolina.
Rush, noon to three. Psst, listen to me. Now,
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Let's talk about home security for a minute. Is your family really protected? Brian Wilson here. I've done the research for you, and here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman this May, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. Arm or disarm your system on the go. Receive video clips or view live video of your home, all for just a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in that Head Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we have two busy spots in Maryland on 270 southbound, the crash, Route 80 Urbana. Police tell me they now moved that all to the shoulder. Yes, I know you're in delays just south as you come out of Frederick over the Monocacy, but up ahead, you'll still see the activity. Lanes are open. That volume then extends down past the exit 4109. Also on 95 Maryland southbound, south of 175, had that accident car into the guardrail. They were able to confine everything to the shoulder there, but still south as you pass Route 100 to get you past 175, a little bit of that stop and go once you get to 32. And if you're joining on from 32, you're beyond the delays. No problems getting into town over the 14th Street Bridge, Key Bridge, over the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp weather, clouds in, and a few showers around. Keep the umbrellas handy. Occasional showers and steadier rain at times. A steady batches of rain, mainly south this morning. Showers continue this afternoon, 61. Tonight, 53. More steady rain late. That'll be tomorrow with on and off rain showers. Most of that in the afternoon, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 59 degrees in the nation's capital at 556.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Zimmerman, left field.
A hot bat at home.
Gets the job done.
Frame the game. Nationals, Tigers. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Jonathan Papelbon.
Got him looking on a fastball.
Averages 10 strikeouts per 9 innings pitched.
Got it.
Frame the game. Nationals, Tigers. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News brought to top this morning, a Metro.
Julie Wright with
again,
traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so as
your
you're
day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So, no matter where you say good morning,
good morning, Marlo Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25 on ABC 7.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job, certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Coming up on WMAO.
You know what? You get your news from Facebook. You might be surprised to know how they're editing that information before it gets to you. We'll tell you all about it.
A huge walk-off win for the Nationals last night, but it was marred by Bryce Harper being ejected from the game by an umpire. And then after the game, well, he had a certain four-letter word for that umpire, and now he might face a fine. Is it unsportsmanlike for a player to show emotion like that? We'll debate it coming up after the news.